Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving, education, and the arts.
I love to listen to ICAN.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Cartoons right here on ICANNradio.org. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Stephen, and we are in a comically large go-kart on our way to pick up our good friend,
Henry.
And Henry's going to be joining us and telling us about some of his favorite pieces of music. We're going to play some great games. But before we get to Henry, let's talk about a really cool upcoming event we have at Irving Park on August 29th.
That's right. Your Song, My Song is going to be taking the stage with our friend Elena Stepler. And Stephen and I are going to be there handing out some fun stuff, chatting, and if you want to be on the radio, that's your time.
That is your time, because we want to meet all of the people that have been listening to ICANN and help introduce new people to ICANN as well. And like Sarah said, we do have some really fun things to give out at the event.
So we look forward to seeing you on August 29th at 6:30 p.m. at Irving Park in Northeast Portland.
Come join us. And to celebrate, here are some songs by our guests.
Your song?
My song. We just heard some music from our good friends, Your Song, My Song, that are joining us for a concert in the park on August 29th at Irving Park. And Elaine is going to be joining them.
And Elena plays a really cool instrument. She plays the trombone.
That was my impression of a trombone.
It was really good.
Thank you.
Can I try?
Please.
Okay.
That was really good. You know what I would love to do?
No.
Is learn more about the trombone.
Oh, okay. I have just the thing for you.
What have you got?
Let's listen to Meet the Instruments.
Of a symphony. Some are large and some are small. They all sound differently, but when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. Now you've met the instruments of the woodwind family. The brass family are the next group of the instruments we'll meet. Conical tubes made of brass and metal with members both big and small. Players buzz their lips into a metal cup while blowing air to make their brass echo.
Hi, welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go! In our last episode, we met the heroic horn. Today, we will be meeting another member of the brass family, the trombone. My pal Spice Monkey is an adorable monkey with a long tail that loves bananas and the trombone. Let's welcome our guests.
Hey, Spice Monkey. Hey, Vincent. This is the totally awesome trombonist, John Onstad.
Hi, Vincent. Nice to meet you.
Hi, John. Welcome to Meet the Instruments.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, John, why did you choose the trombone as the instrument you wanted to learn to play?
Well, when I was 7 years old, one of the first records I ever bought was the Star Wars double record soundtrack. Are you familiar with Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
I listened to that record every single day before I even saw the movie. And there's a part in that soundtrack towards the end that I listened to again and again and again, and it features the trombones, especially the bass trombone. That played a huge part in me picking the trombone.
Would you please tell us a little about the trombone?
You bet, Vincent. The trombone, actually one of the very first names of it, was referred to as the sackbut.
Sackbut. You're joking, right? Sackbut!
Well, okay, so what the translation of it is, Vincent, it stands for full push. Full push, which is what you're doing with the slide. So that's why it's called the sackbut. But it is kind of a funny name, isn't it?
John, would you please show us your sackbut? Your trombone?
I'd be happy to, Vincent. What you're looking at here is a bass trombone.
John's trombone is really cool looking. It is a shiny, long, slender metal tube that flares out into a large bell at the end. Two U-shaped tubes are linked at opposite ends to form a sort of S-shape. One tube slides into the other so the overall length of tubing can be extended or shortened.
Yeah, and if you add up all the tubing, the trombone is around 9 feet long. But John, you don't have any buttons. All of the other instruments so far have buttons or keys or valves or something. Did they run out? How can you play without buttons?
What's really cool about the trombone is you have a slide that you go across the instrument to create the notes.
And on a bass trombone, there are two valves hiding in the back that allow you to play lower.
So it's a lot of fun that way. So if anything, I've got the best of both worlds. I have the valves here, and then I have a slide that allows me to move it up and down the instrument.
can stretch out really far.
When John pushes his slide all the way out, it almost doubles the length of his instrument.
So when the slide is pushed out all of the way, that makes the tube its longest, and that's when you can play your lowest note?
Exactly.
So when you change the notes by doing that weird slidey thing, does that have a name?
It does. It's called a glissando.
Glissando. Cool. That glissando sounded like my friend Flubberton. He's an elephant.
Really? Does Flubberton play trombone too?
No. That's just the sound he makes when he sneezes. He helps me find bananas too. John, how do you make a sound on the trombone? Is it similar to the trumpet and the horn?
It is, Vincent. What we do is we buzz on the mouthpiece, and it goes to the instrument.
Cool! So you're kind of making the notes already when you buzz through the mouthpiece, huh?
That's what you're trying to do for sure.
A lot of other instruments of the orchestra have their own little families of instruments. Trombones do too.
They all look very similar but are different sizes. Tell Vincent about each of them, John.
So we have a sopranino trombone, soprano trombone.
The soprano trombone is tiny. It looks like the regular trombone shrunk in the wash.
There's an alto trombone.
The alto is between the size of the soprano and tenor trombone.
Then we have tenors. Which in this case, we have two different kinds. We have a straight instrument without an F valve on it, and we have a tenor with a valve on it.
The F valve allows players to play lower more easily.
To the bass trombone, to the contrabass trombone, which is this gigantic instrument here.
Wow, the contrabass trombone is huge.
Would you please play us something?
You bet, Vincent, I'd be happy to. What I'm gonna play for you is the Ride of the Valkyries. When I was much younger, one of my teachers gave me this phrase to think of when I'm playing. And he said, coconut cream pie, coconut cream pie. So I think that while I'm playing it. So if you guys want to sing along with me while I'm playing it, you're more than welcome to.
The Valhalla motive from Das Rheingold by Wagner.
Wow. What's the craziest sound you can make on a trombone? You know, besides sounding like Monkey's elephant friend Flumberton.
Well, I'd say the Monkey's elephant is a fun one to do, Vincent. But what's fun on the contra is really, you know, seeing how low you can really go. Think I can go lower?
One more?
What do you think?
That is totally awesome! Hey, Joe, let's play that jazzy duet for Vincent.
Let's do it.
Proud
of you. I know you've been practicing really hard.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Spice Monkey, I really like how you were able to move the slide with your tail to reach the lower notes. Yeah! Thank you so much, John.
Thank you for having me, Vincent. It was great to be here with you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time where we will get to meet the lowest member of the brass family, the totally awesome tuba. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bass trombone is the best instrument in the orchestra. You know why? Because of one breath, you could drown the whole orchestra.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony. Funded in part by the Otzen Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nicole Buetti, starring John Onstad, Spice Monkey, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media, all rights reserved.